Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkwardly
social podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. My name is Jose Chavez. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. If you can hear it in my voice, I am still not fully recovered from the flu. Got the temperature nice and high, was in the 102s, brought it down. It's been kind of just chilling out at about 99.8. Been doing okay. I was really reluctant to go to the doctors. I had a headache that came in. It was very aggressive. Went, got myself they checked my lungs. No pneumonia, thankfully. Last time I had pneumonia, it nearly killed me. In fact, the last time I was this sick, I was dying. And so I didn't want to go through that again. So this time around, I really did my best to take it easy and not overexert myself. The last episode I did, I said my fever had gone down and it went right back up later on that evening. And in fact, when I went to the doctors, they were asking me some questions. They were asking me how I felt. I didn't even know I had a fever until they checked my temperature. Turns out I also have a sinus infection, so I'm on antibiotics for that. And they did a scan of my head. They essentially, you know, they did a, not a CAT scan, they did an x-ray of my head, and I was able to definitively confirm that I do in fact have a large head. So after years of debate and argument, I finally was able to send my mom a screenshot of my head, because she was always saying, no, if you lose weight, your head will get smaller. And I kept trying to explain to her that the size of my cranium is already genetically predetermined, and that there's nothing I can do. I can't lose weight and lose the size of my head. In fact, if I lose weight, my cheeks could go down, my face will look slimmer, but the cranium portion will be very large, and it'll look weird. I'll look very much like an alien. So I think it's best for everybody if I kind of keep myself a little bit thicker, so that for the most part, my body stays proportionate. So I'm not staying fat for the sake of, you know, having bad eating habits. No, I'm doing it for the sake of being proportionate, of having everything make sense in the world. So if anything, you're welcome, mom, and people who have to see me struggle to tie my shoelaces. I do this for you guys, and now your eyes will feel better about what they see. So there you go. I like it. That's the end of this episode. I'm tired already. No, I really am exhausted. It's insane how fatigued I am right now. And I've gone periods of time without having like the motivation to go to the gym or do anything like physically active. But I am I was on such a good roll hitting the gym so frequently and just being an active person that right now I want nothing more than to go out and do things, but I cannot. I took out the trash today. And I needed a good 2-hour nap. It's insane. I can't do anything without needing a good amount of time to recover. And it's really annoying. And it's also like I want to do things and I know I shouldn't. I know I should take it easy and rest and recover. And really this podcast is the most that I should be doing right now, because at least I'm sitting down. In fact, I'm recording from my bed. So if I get too tired while I record, I can just lay down and then wake up again and finish the podcast later. So if there's a long pause or if you hear some snoring, just know I took my own advice and took a little nap, and it felt great. It feels a lot better. I did sort of overexert myself, went on a nice little, not really a date, it was more like a lunch date with producer Linda. We didn't really do, it was just more of a, she needed to run an errand, which consisted of her trying to get some, what was it, Little Mermaid ears, like those Minnie Mouse ears, but designed like Little Mermaid, which were running out of stock, and she wanted to go get some. So we went and we had some food. I tried some, a pizza burger downtown, at Downtown Disney, and it was not great. It was okay. It was an okay burger. It was like a subpar pizza. What I visualized, or what I my taste buds visualized, was something a lot better. So I think at some point I may purchase a pizza and then play with it and then make a burger out of it, or I might just make the whole thing from scratch. We'll see. I'm not trying to go into business doing this stuff. I just, you know, I want to be able to have something that is as advertised, the way that I picture it. And it's hard to do. Like, I still think of a calzone not being beatable by any business. And all I could think of as, like, the top notch, what my taste buds consider the best calzone I've ever had, was one from, like, elementary school, middle school, probably even high school, which was, you know, the public school system, which I'm sure was just the government cheese or whatever they call it. But it was delicious. You know, I want more of that. In fact, I think I might go back to school. Like, if colleges had elementary school style food, I would go back to college and get a college education specifically so I could take advantage of their chalupas and their pizzas and their calzones. I mean, all that shit that they had was amazing. So if anything, kids, stay in school specifically for the amazing food experience. And if you don't have a free lunch or thing or whatever, if you can't be able to afford that, send me an email. I will take care of your elementary school lunch because you deserve it. I mean, I deserve it. We'll go halvesies on it. You'll use your registration there, and then we'll get the food and we'll divvy it up. And it sounds crazy and shady and like I shouldn't go into business with a child, but if that's what it takes to get this thing. By the way, this is the Awkwardly Social Podcast. So if you're wondering why I'm being nonsensical and saying, what the fuck is he talking about? This is what I talk about. Sometimes I get serious and sometimes I get weird. And because my brain isn't at full capacity right now, you're going to get even more of this. It's insane the kinds of things I've been not just thinking, but saying and dreaming. I mean, last night alone, I had a dream that I was somehow a superhero and myself, and I was really bad at socializing, and then somebody tried to frame me for a murder and I had to go into hiding, and that my love interest was some actress and like an older woman, and it was very, very weird. But I was at the same time I was thinking to myself, I would watch this movie. Like, it's a superhero who's on the run because he can't use his powers without getting arrested, and he's not Superman status superhero, so obviously if he gets caught, he's gonna go to jail. And I think it helps that he looked a lot like me because it was me. And that's appealing to me. So Hollywood, please cast me in a movie so I can later on watch it, like if it's as entertaining as one of my dreams. Please and thank you. Good day. I put it on Instagram just a few moments ago, asking for suggestions for the podcast. So far, the only one I have is butts. I guess I could talk about butts. I mean, it's not, I don't have a whole lot of thoughts on butts, but I'll do it. I'll talk about it. They're cheeky. That's cool. I remember the moment, and I think I've said this on here before, the moment I realized that butts were a thing. Like, I wouldn't say I was a boob kid, but like, I was definitely, when I did like girls, I did notice that thing. There was a TA in elementary school who would wear these low-cut shirts, and then she was leaning over in front of me one day, and her cleavage was spilling out of her shirt, and she was talking to me, and all I could think to myself was, there was a part of me that just wanted to continue talking about the thing that I had drawn, which was my entire focus as a child was, look at what I made. And then at the same time, I had this very distracting cleavage in front of me, and I couldn't think of anything. And when I couldn't come up with certain words, that's when she realized that I was looking. And I felt really bad about it, but she didn't reprimand me. She just kind of, covered herself up and was kind of embarrassed and wrapped up the conversation and moved on. But that was like my focus. That was when I was coming into my own. And then the kids who bullied me, who I was really trying to look up to because I thought they were like the coolest fucking kids around, they were talking about asses. And I was just like, dude, that's where poop comes out of. That's where you fart out of. What are you talking about? That's not appealing. That's insane. And I was bothered by the what they were saying. And I was just, I couldn't comprehend it. And then there was a girl in the class who, mind you, I was a child. She was a child. So it was okay for me to say this thing at the time. But I saw her and I was like, oh, she has a nice shaped butt. And then it clicked in my head and I was like, that makes sense. I get it now. I get why women, why people find butts to be attractive. And I wouldn't say that I'm an ass man now, but there is somebody who... occasional co-host Ariel Washington wants to have on, which we'll have her on soon, somebody who seems to be able to tell when somebody's an ass man versus a breast man, and also their logic behind it. So I want to see if she can, what she can say about me, like what she thinks that my whole thing is. I don't think necessarily that I'm either. For the longest time, I legitimately thought I was an eyes man. Like, obviously, there's different things. There's something you look for when you're trying to be sexually aroused, or there's something you're looking at when you want to be just, you know, visually stimulated or attracted to somebody that's not necessarily sexually driven. And, you know, eyes were always the thing that, like, really sort of drew me. So I'm going to stick with eyes for now and then see what she has to say. And I could be 100% wrong here, but I am wrong often. I think I, you know, we always have this thing where we summarize certain qualities about ourselves. And you know, sometimes somebody will say, well, you know how you are. You always do this. And we're like, what? What are you talking about? That is not who I am whatsoever. And we're partially offended because we don't know these certain qualities about ourselves. Like, we don't know when we're being really anal about things. I was told yesterday that I'm kind of a bossy person, and I don't think that's true. I'm very much a, hey, whatever you want to do kind of thing. But at the same time, if I'm bothered by something, I will make a comment about it, and I could see it. I could see myself being perceived as a bossy person. Not like I'm telling you what to do, but like I'm letting you know that you shouldn't be doing something. So rather than saying, hey, don't do this thing, or hey, do this, I'm saying, hey, don't do that. And so that's something I got to think about. No, it's not true. I don't got to think about it. I don't really care enough to give it some thought. But it does prove my point about how we don't know certain things about ourselves until other people do. And that's one of the biggest problems with it, is that social, that kryptonite, is that, you know, it's like we have people in our lives that we love and that love us, but because they know us better, or they can see in front of us, or they can see us in sometimes better than we see ourselves, we get so defensive or so easily defeated by whatever it is they say. Let's see here. I made no notes. I made no real thought about what I wanted to do. This was more of a stir crazy episode that I'm recording right now. This is my I gotta get out of my head kind of thing, because my head's been killing me. When I went to urgent care over the weekend, I initially called to see if I can, because I had a headache that wouldn't go away no matter how much headache medicine I took, and they told me, they're like, look, just come in, we'll take a look. They confirmed that I had the fever, that I had the sinus infection, that it was really bad, and they showed me what the X-ray is supposed to look like with and without it. And I was at the pretty much the worst part of when you have it. It just completely consumed my sinuses, and explains why I've had this killer headache that really hasn't gone away. I can't do anything crazy. I can't listen to anything loud. It's hard. It's actually getting to a point where I can't hear people talk without being annoyed by them. I had to remove my own headphones because I didn't want to hear my own voice in my ears. I don't know if it sounds well right now. I apologize if it doesn't, but I'm so annoyed with me, and I'm sure you all are too. Otherwise, why are you even listening to this podcast? I don't know. But it's everything is bothering me. I think I'm having a little bit of an attitude because of my headache. And, you know, I will admit I've been a little sassy the past couple of days, but this headache just won't go away. And they gave me a prescription medication to essentially stronger Tylenol with codeine in it. That's supposed to help me out in the meantime while the antibiotics do their thing. But to hold me over, they gave me a shot. They gave me a shot on my ass, and I didn't know that's where they go. And they explained to me when the nurse came in the room, she let me know. She was like, I'm going to give you the shot. It's going to go in the butt. I know that you might want it more in the arm, but trust me, this one hurts. People always ask for it in the arm because they think it's going to be easier. And it's true. I was ready to ask for that. And I said, no, it's fine. I can take it. It's cool. And I'm a person who has no problem with needles. I don't mind getting my blood drawn. I think at the moment of, obviously it's a little bothersome, but it's not something that I overly stress or even think about. And when she had me pull down my boxers and everything, I was like, okay, it's just gonna be a little prick. And it hurt so fucking bad. It was, I don't know if she used a thicker needle or what the hell happened. If she was really mad at somebody and she was taking it out on me, or if I scorned her at some point in the past and this was her revenge, but she stabbed me and it hurt like a motherfucker. And I think it was a long needle. I think she stabbed my muscle. And while I have a plump booty that has, you know, it's a thick butt, it still hurt like a motherfucker to get there, and it took a while for the effects to kick in. So now I have a headache and an ass ache, and I can't do anything about it. About an hour in, everything starts feeling a little bit better, and the headache for the most part subsides for the next day. It's been calmer lately than it was those previous days, but it's still kind of there. And I can tell you this much, my headache is annoying and frustrating. I don't know if I want to get another shot like that. I don't see it. I'm not a fan of it. And I think I might not travel, because you need to get like shots when you travel and stuff like that. So if I got to get them on the butt, I think I'm going to pass. It's not for me, it turns out. I don't fear needles per se, but that was very unpleasant, and it doesn't seem like it's worth it. So I know I just made some Australian friends from the previous episode whom I have fallen in love with. They're just such fun people. They were great out here, and they had listened to that episode. Go back to the previous episode. That one was so much fun. I had a great time with them. I started chatting with them on social media, and keeping in contact with them. It's so funny that like I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna go and hang out with these dope ass people in Australia. But if it means having to get a shot on my butt, you guys may not see me down there for a while. So sorry about that. Have a great time. Thank you for visiting, and maybe I'll see you again soon. In fact, why don't you fly back out? I know you just got home, but why don't you fly back to California? And then that way I don't have to get any kind of shots. Although, I mean, I think you can't live in San Diego forever. I kind of wish I could. San Diego is dope. That's where they went right after doing the podcast. And I wanted to go along with. It's San Diego is so much fun. It's never dull there. I always have a great time. Although it usually does involve drinking when I go down there. Drinking or comedy. And the last time the first time I had like a big experience down there, it was crazy because I went for production work, got paid with per diems and daily allowances on top of that, and we only worked about an average of 1 to 2 hours per day. So it was just an amazing vacation to be there. Although the guy that I was sharing the room with was in his drunken state every night confessing to me that he thinks he might be gay, but it's wrong because Jesus said it's wrong. And I gotta tell you, you stop buying the hype. You're either, if you're gay, you're gay. I don't give a shit. It's not my place to talk about that. But you know, fucking whatever. Just be you. Be happy. And if you don't want to be that thing, then just shut the fuck up about it. And every night he kept telling me this. He's like, look, I know what I said last night. I'm really sorry. By the third night, he was just no longer talking to me. In fact, shortly thereafter, I hit him up on Facebook to be like, hey, but man, you know, like, hey, great hanging out. Don't worry about what was, you know, what the drunken rants and shit. You're good. Because he was essentially admitting to me that he was in love with his best friend. And he thinks that his best friend is in love with him, which turns, I mean, whatever. It was an interesting drama. I kind of want to know what happens. In any case, I hit him up saying, hey, don't worry about it, man. And then I went back for a response and he blocked me. So he was done with that interaction. I think I knew too much about him. And I can't remember his name, his face. If he's hearing this, I have no idea who you are anymore whatsoever anyway. So it's cool. But I mean, I hope you and your buddy there, that you guys have like a wonderful life together and you've adopted some kids or something cool like that. Whatever. Just be happy, man. Just fucking be okay with who you are. And it's a pain in the ass. I had this weird, not a moment. I don't know how to put it. Let's give it a thought. How about this? You know when you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see? I often dole out advice. I throw it out there and I try to encourage people to just be more positive or whatever. I did this thing where I was looking in the mirror and no matter how much I was hitting the gym, I admit my weight hadn't gone down. I was staying the same size. I was being healthier, more energy. My clothes fit a little better, so clearly something was happening there. But for the most part, I still ate the way I ate, and I drank the way I drank, and it wasn't like I was doing anything to try to lose weight, dietary wise. You know, if anything, I was retaining more water the more I hit the gym, and I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I see my face, and it looks very like unusually puffy. And defeated and old, my hair wasn't right, a whole bunch of things that were going on. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I started talking shit to myself, saying, like, oh my God, you look like fucking garbage, and just really kind of ripping into myself. And it was like my best friend within me just stepped in and said, hold on, shut the fuck up. I looked at myself in the mirror as I was saying bad things. And I interrupted myself and said, wait, what are you talking about, dude? Who are you trying to impress? What are you trying to do? I get it. The goal is to try to make yourself happy. The goal is to be happy with who you are. But the more time you spend focusing on what you want to be, who you could be, the less time you're appreciating who you currently are. And you cannot enjoy yourself. You can't appreciate yourself because you're spending too much time dissecting yourself and taking things and just picking them apart, you know. And it's sad and it's fucking frustrating and it shit happens and I can't control everything. Like, you know, I always say that I had a good 4 years where aesthetically I was an okay looking dude, you know, and then everything went right back down the other way. I had 4 years of being okay looking is what I would always say. But now I got to just tell myself, there's nothing wrong with me. There's no one I need to impress. I don't need to talk about how I look because it doesn't matter to anybody. It should barely even matter to me. If I want to change my hair, if I want to change the way that I dress, if certain things don't fit right and I want to do something about it, if I just want to feel better about myself, fine. But don't beat yourself up in the process. You can't be an asshole to yourself because what ends up happening is you lose. If let's say you lose that weight, great, awesome, fucking happy for you. Then you're going to start being negative towards yourself and be like, I can't find, like, something else needs to be different now. Or you might even be the person who starts shitting on other people because they haven't found themselves, which I run into a lot as well. It's like, hey, Jose, I lost some weight and I'm feeling really good these days. You know, we can do something about you too. which is like, you know, I didn't fucking ask for that advice, Justin. Jesus, fucking get your life together, fine, but don't bring me into your fucking shit. You know, and now, you know, it's like, so this person's walking around saying this kind of thing. I remember I had an old coworker who, she lost her shit because a few of us were doing a weight loss challenge, and then out of nowhere, one of the guys signs this female coworker up for the challenge without her consent or anything. He's like, hey, we're going to lose weight. You should lose weight with us. When she was like, what the fuck? Like, where did this come from? You and I don't talk that kind of way, and I'm fine with where I am. If you're not, that's fucking cool, but don't bring me into this. And he saw nothing wrong with it. There is only so, you can only go so far with some people, but I was like, dude, what the fuck? And you should really redirect that to yourself. Like, stop picking on yourself. You don't need to bully yourself, and you don't need to bully others just because you've helped yourself feel better. Because trust me, you're one fucking bad experience away from reverting back to where you were. And it's, you can act like life is fucking like, oh my God, I got this shit finally figured out. You're walking out, you know, you're on top, you're feeling amazing. And then something happens and you're back to being negative Nancy. And now everything you've done is being undone because you've put too much pressure on this one good feeling that you're having, this good vibe, this good energy. And the moment that goes away, suddenly everything just falls apart for you. So don't fucking put all your emotional eggs or accomplishments in one basket. Just, you know, spread it out. Be happy. Be vulnerable. Be okay. Be yourself, you know, and then go from there. I mean, this has happened where, I'll use an example of a celebrity, which I feel bad because I wanted to use a personal experience based off of someone in my life who had cosmetic work done. And then by the end of it, I did not recognize her, and it upset me that I couldn't see her original face again, you know, that was a personal bad experience for me. But you know, it happens. We were having a conversation yesterday about Saved by the Bell and how the actress who played Lisa Turtle, had all these cosmetic surgeries, and now she looks completely different than she used to, and she's unrecognizable now than compared to where she once was. And a lot of that comes from, you know, going back to what I said earlier, where you look at yourself and you just pick on yourself and you say this thing that you don't like. You know, like I sometimes say, my mouth is too small for my face, or my eyes look too lazy. I would say all these like really mean things about it. But let's just say I'm her. I'm this actress. She and I are parallel in some way. If I had followed the same path she did, she didn't like something. Let's say it was her nose. She says, I never really liked the way my nose looked. It was a weird shape for my face. She changes that thing. Now she's going to see other things that she doesn't like because things either pale in comparison to her new nose, or she's realizing these other things that she doesn't like. It's like a hypochondriac. You find one disease or another, and then you just take care of those things, and then you change too much because the problem was never these things that you had. It was your mindset. It was your state of, it was the way that you process your emotions or your self-criticism and all that. If you had just, you know, taken care of that with therapy, or I don't know, maybe figured out that the problem was never your aesthetic, it was just the way that you perceived yourself, then you're mad at everyone else, or you're mad at yourself, or whatever it is, because now you've changed everything and you can't change it anymore. Obviously you can have surgeries to try to make things go back as much as possible, or just stop having cosmetic surgeries and hope that your face settles enough or whatever, and you just accept yourself as you are. But you can't change everything and then just be like, okay, now I'm, you know, because now you're left with nothing. You're left with, I don't know what to, I swear I'm coming up with a thought here. It's just this fever is making it very difficult to really get to my point. I'm going to go ahead and try this one more time. Once you change everything aesthetically, or you pay the insane amount of money to hit the gym and get to a certain point, if you haven't figured out or taken care of the issue, the thing that's really been bugging you, instead of like putting it all on the aesthetic that you have to change and fix up, you'll be out of things that you have to change, and you're gonna make drastic decisions, or you're gonna take that inner frustration and take it out on other people because you can no longer take it out on yourself, or you're gonna be really mad at yourself because you're gonna realize that you've given up all those things that were you for the sake of trying to fix something that wasn't something that needed to be changed aesthetically. It's sad. It just, you know, fucking fix yourself in a different way and check out other options. And I know sometimes it's easier to pay for something than it is to just to do something as simple as reflecting on yourself. Either way, money goes into it. You either pay a therapist or you pay a surgeon, a plastic surgeon. I would say maybe therapy first. Or if you want to change something about yourself, who the fuck am I to say don't do it? Change it. If you don't like certain things, change them up. But get therapy in the process so you can, you know, control that kind of thing. If you find yourself going broke trying to fix certain things, there may be more problems with you. You know, just figure it out. There's clearly a scale, and there's a certain amount where it's like, okay, this is kind of acceptable. You know, you changed one thing about yourself that you felt was really stifling you, and now you can work on all these other things. Cool, do it. I would get rid of my teeth. They're too perfect. You know, no, I don't know. My hair is too nice. That's my thing. My hair is too nice. If I can just get shittier hair, then I'll start feeling better about myself. No, I have my vices. Everyone has their weaknesses. It's, you know, I don't like the way my body looks in most t-shirts, and sometimes I wear oversized t-shirts because I think that the shape of my body's a little weird. I get it. I have my moments, and I work on that, but I don't know. Anywhoozle, I didn't want to get so deep with it. I don't know what happened there. I think I went on a tangent, and it just kept going and going and going. I think the whole point was I might be an ass man. We'll see. I don't know. But I did want to put a challenge out there. I'm going to do this thing. I got to find this old photo that I did a few years ago when I was being really hard on myself, when I was still trying to figure things out. I mean, I'm always trying to figure shit out. But I was trying to get back into doing more artwork, more freehand. I did this illustration of myself, and it was like me on a pedestal. Essentially, you know, I was very, very self-defacing because of the fact that I was putting myself on a pedestal, being all lonely, and then drawing myself in such an ugly way, like the way that I see myself. I took the most negative things about myself and I put them into this illustration of myself, which people will say it looks nothing like me. And I think some people might say, well, I could see how it's you. But it's how I perceived myself in the moment. And you've seen illustrations of me if you follow my social media, my Instagram. It's me being hard on myself, you know, or I'm being a little bit nicer. But I want to do this challenge. You don't have to be an amazing artist. You don't even have to know how to hold a fucking pencil right. But try doing artwork or finding two ways to be creative about yourself. If you've already drawn something mean, negative, something just ugly about yourself that you perceive, and I don't mean ugly as in an unattractive person. I'm talking about the things that stain your soul, that make you feel like a bad person, or that make you feel like, yeah, sure, why not, unattractive. Find that thing, the thing that you feel is ugly about you. Draw it out. And then do one that just compliment you. Look at the things that you love about yourself. Look at the things that you appreciate about yourself, and do a different artwork from that. And then post both of them. Put both of them online. Let me see what you look like in two different things. It could even just be some photos. One where you feel like it's not a flattering photo, and one where it's a very flattering photo. You know, a lot of it's angles, a lot of it's lighting, a lot of it's perspective, how you were feeling that day. Sometimes a great, beautiful photo happens by accident, and the ugly ones always happen by accident, especially if you hand the phone to somebody else to take a photo of you at a place. I've learned over time. But share those. Let me see them. Send them to me. Use the hashtag awkwardly selfie or something. I don't know. No, you know what? That's a stupid hashtag. Just tag me on it. And, you know, we'll find it. I'll find it. And if you want me to share it, I'll share it. If you want to email it to me, josechavezcomedian@gmail.com, because I want to do this thing. I want to be able to show you guys that you're not only are you not alone, but it's kind of frivolous. I mean, sometimes I see people and I'm just like, how is this person as beautiful as they are and as amazing as they are, and that they don't see that? And that just, you know, it breaks my heart. And I wish that everyone could see, I wish you could see yourself the way that those who love you see you, because it's not that their eyes are being washed over by their love for you. It's, you know, that doesn't really happen. My mom constantly lets me know how much I look like my dad, and not in a good way. You know, and it doesn't mean that she's being mean to me. It doesn't mean that I'm being negative towards myself or that she's being negative towards me. But what I'm saying is that she's being honest with me. And family and friends can be honest with you, you know. And that is something that you need, because sometimes honesty is a compliment. Sometimes, you know, the honesty is the thing that you really need to hear. But you make it so difficult to hear because it's something that you just cannot see for yourself. So, I don't know. Just be a little more positive. Be a little more loving or receptive of kindness. I think that's the episode. I think that's it. I'm done. It's currently July 1st. Your fucking rent is due. So I know you were thinking about buying that new skateboard, but don't. If you're going to do anything this month, if you're going to do anything, maybe come to a couple of shows. I have some shows coming up. I don't have much that I've been promoting. I haven't been booking much, only because of the fact that I've been, you know, sick. So I've made no effort to try to get some shows. Actually, there's some that I don't have on my website that I should. So I won't be able to promote those right now. But this Friday, July 5th, I will be at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena. That is a 10:30 p.m. show. That show is, go to icehousecomedy.com. It's called the America's Hangover, I want to say. America's Hangover, Friday, July 5th, 10:30 p.m., stage 2 at the Ice House. Go to icehousecomedy.com to get those tickets. icehousecomedy.com to get the tickets. And then July 16th, me and my buddy Aurelio Bocanegra are going to be at the Ontario Improv in Ontario. Hit me up if you want to get some tickets for that. We are going to be funny. We're going to have some jokes. It's going to be hilarious. You might fall in love. Who knows? You might end up socking me for a few years. I'm just saying, I may be funny enough for that. But you won't know unless you go. And then follow me on Instagram at I am Jose Chavez. Email me, josechavezcomedian.com. Of course, always check out the past episodes on awkwardlysocialcomedy.com, and give me a review if you listen through Stitcher or I was about to say SoundCloud, but I don't think I have it on there. Spotify or iTunes. I saw some new ones on iTunes, so thank you very much for doing that. Have yourselves a fantastic week. If you have any questions or anything, you guys know how to reach me. Take care. Keep life awkward. Don't forget to submit those photos and tag me at I am Jose Chavez. Y'all take care, and we'll talk real soon.